Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the sixth parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be learning Parak Vav Mishnah Yud and Parak Vav Mishnah Yud Aleph. By way of introduction to Parak Vav Mishnah Yud, it's important for us to just know a few basic halachos. Halacha number one, a Jew is not allowed to get any hana, any benefit whatsoever, from any item that was used for Avodah Zarah. Any item that was used to serve idols, you're not allowed to benefit from. That includes something called Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is wine that were used for Avodah Zarah. We think this may not be the case nowadays. It happens to be a bunch of years ago. I was in a camp somewhere, and there was actually a ger, someone who converted to Judaism, and he actually told me that wine was actually used by his parents to serve idols. And this is, just a few years ago. So even nowadays, it's possible that wine is used to serve idols in various ways, and certainly Yayin Nesach, and anything used to serve idols is Aser Behana. The case of our Mishnah is going to be continuing in the similar theme of the previous Mishnayos, which is where you have brothers who acquired something, who inherited something from their father, and we're going to try to deal with separating them, not in terms of Truma and Meiser, but in terms of the fact that some of the items being inherited here were used for Avodah Zarah. Says the Mishnah, Ger v'goy sheyarshu es avihem goy. You have a convert, someone who converted to Judaism, v'goy, and his brother, who's a non-Jew, who are inheriting their father, who was a non-Jew. Right, obviously his brother's non-Jewish, his father's non-Jewish, because he converted to Judaism himself. Says the Mishnah, yachol hu lomar, he, the Jew, has the ability to say, the convert has the ability to say, Tola to Avodah Zarah, you're going to take the Avodah Zarah stuff, right? I'm Jew, so I can't take any of the Avodah Zarah stuff. Va'ani mos, and I'm going to take the money. So you'll take the Avodah Zarah stuff, I'll take the money. And that's how we're going to divide it. Or, ato yayin, you'll take the wine, right? Because the wine was yayin nesach, often if it was used for the Avodah Zarah. My brother, you'll take the wine, and I'll take the fruit. Says the Mishnah, you're allowed to do that, and the reason for that is because on a Daraisa level, on a Torah level, the ger, the convert, doesn't really inherit his father. His father's not Jewish, he's Jewish, and he doesn't really inherit his father, who is Jewish. And therefore, by him taking the fruit or the money, he's not really benefiting from anything that belongs to him. He's not really benefiting from any of the items that were used for Avodah Zarah, and therefore he's allowed to do that. However, says the Mishnah, v'im mishabau l'rishos hager, but once any of the Avodah Zarah items enter his rishos, enter his possession, his physical possession of the ger, of the convert, then aser. Then it's aser for him to make this deal. It's aser for him to say, you'll take the wine, I'll take the pears, the fruit, you'll take the Avodah Zarah stuff, and I'll take the money. He can't do that once the Avodah Zarah stuff enters his rishos, enters his possession. And the reason for that is because by that point, if it entered into his rishos, and he would be benefiting from this sale. It's basically like he's selling it. He's basically saying, I'm selling the Avodah Zarah stuff to you, and you'll give me the money. Or I'm selling the wine to you, and you'll give me the fruits. You're not allowed to sell anything that was once used for Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to benefit from anything that was once used for Avodah Zarah. And therefore, once it enters his possession, he's not able to then make this trade, make this deal with his non-Jewish brother. Now, continuing now with Parak Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph, as we discuss a completely different topic in the realm of separating Meiser. By way of introduction to this Mishnah, it is a topic that we have discussed a little bit in the past. We should just know again that there are different types of Kiddusha, different types of holiness as it pertains to Eretz Yisrael. This Mishnah is going to be discussing a place called Syria. Yes, it does sound very similar to Syria. And David HaMelech conquered Syria when he was conquering Eretz Yisrael. And when he was conquering Eretz Yisrael, he sort of started with Syria. He started conquering Syria. But the halacha is that Syria doesn't have the full-fledged, complete status of Kedusha, of holiness, like the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And that's because he conquered it really before the rest of Eretz Yisrael. It's not really part of the same Kedusha that the rest of Eretz Yisrael has. Therefore, on a De'araisa level, we don't need to separate Truma and Meiser from any fruits, from any crops that grow in Syria. However, the Rabbanim came along and decreed on a Rabbanim level, on a rabbinic level, you do need to separate Truma, and you do need to separate Maaser. So now the case that we're going to be dealing with here is we have an Am Haaretz selling fruit that, or crops that were produced in Syria, or we'll see, perhaps not. Says the Mishnah, Hamocher Peiros B'Syria V'Amar. You have an Am Haaretz who's selling fruits in Syria, and this is what he says. Michel Eretz Yisrael Hain. He says, these produce, these fruits that I'm selling are from Eretz Yisrael proper, not from Syria, but from Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, Chayiv La'aser, you're obligated to separate Maaser, because even fruits that come from Eretz Yisrael need to be tithed, need Maaser to be separated from them. However, says the Mishnah, if the Am Haaretz says, Me'usarin Hain, he says, they were already tithed. The Maaser was already separated. Then Ne'eman, then he's believed. Why? He's an Am Haaretz. How would we believe the Am Haaretz to say that they were already separated? Says the Mishnah, Shehapesha Asar, Hu Hapesha Hitir. A very famous concept that comes up throughout Shas, that the, which literally means the mouth that makes something Asar is also the mouth that makes something mutter. What does that mean? That the mouth that makes something usser is the mouth that also has the ability to make something mutter, to make something permitted. So the idea is that he could have just kept quiet. This Am Haaretz could have said nothing, and then we wouldn't have known exactly what to do. But the fact that the Am Haaretz said that this produce, these fruits, they're obligated in Maaser, and he made them obligated, he made them usser. But because he had the ability to make them usser, he also has the ability to say that they're mutter and say that they were tithed, that Maaser was separated. So Apesha usser, Apesha hitzer, he had his mouth that made it usser, that made it obligated in separating Maaser, also has the ability to make it mutter, because he can say that Maaser was already separated. Continues the Mishnah, if the Am Haaretz says, Mishalihein, these fruits, they're mine. Chayiv la'aser, you are obligated to separate Maaser from them because there's an obligation of demai. He's an Am Haaretz. We don't trust him in terms of separating Maaser, and therefore we would need to separate the Maaser. However, if he says me'usarin hin, if he says they are tithed, the Maaser was already separated, then ne'eman, then he's believed. Once again, shapesh asar, hu hapesh hitzer, because he made them obligated by saying that they're from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore hu hapesh hitzer, he also has the ability to say that they are tithed, that they're mutter, because he already separated Maaser from them. However, finishes off the Mishnah. If it's known that this particular Am Haaretz, he has one field that he owns in Syria, then chayiv la'aser, then you're still obligated to separate Maaser. Why? Before we believed him to say that they were already tithed. Why now that we know that he has a field, do we not believe him, not trust him anymore? So explains the Bar Tanura, because the whole concept of Pesha Asar, Hua Pesha Hitzer, means that because of his mouth made it Asar, his mouth also has the ability to make it Mutter by saying that he already separated Maaser. But in this case, what made the fruits Asar? What made them obligated in separating Maaser? Not what he said, but our knowledge that he had a field in Syria, that's what makes us suspicious that perhaps this really was from there, and therefore he didn't separate Maaser. So because it wasn't his mouth that made it obligated, but it was the knowledge, it was the understanding, it was the awareness that he has a field in Syria that made him obligated, therefore he doesn't have the ability to also be matir, but to also say that he separated Maaser. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud discussed the case of a ger, of a convert, and his brother who's non-Jewish, who they were Yorish, they inherited, their father was not Jewish, and ultimately we say that as long as he didn't have possession, he didn't own any of the Avodah Zarah items, he's able to make a deal and basically give the Avodah Zarah stuff to his brother, to his non-Jewish brother, and keep the money, keep the fruits, and so on, as long as it doesn't enter his possession, because then it becomes more of a sale, and you can't sell and benefit from anything that was once used for Avodah Zarah. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Al, discussed the case of selling fruits in Syria. When do we trust the Am Haaretz? When not? As we said, separating Maaser and Trumas and Maaseros is an obligation on a Durabanan level in Syria. And we ultimately said that Pesha Asar, Hua Pesha Hitzer, that if it's a situation where we didn't know the status of the fruits, of the produce, and he was the one who said they're obligated. They come from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they're obligated on a Araisa level when it comes to separating Truma and Maaser, because he made them obligated. He also has the ability to be mad to them, to permit them, and to say that he separated the Maaser like he was supposed to. Have a great day.